First Nations groups, unions, industry bodies and academics have launched a new network to build renewable energy projects in Indigenous communities. The First Nations Clean Energy Network plans to end energy poverty in Indigenous communities by setting up community-owned solar or wind projects. They hope that using Aboriginal knowledge and practices will provide Australia's growing renewable economy with a more restorative and regenerative business model. Cato Muir is the chair of the National Native Title Council. He's been at the two-day First Nations Clean Energy Symposium and joins us now. Cato, thanks for doing so. Where did this idea for a First Nations Clean Energy Network come from?
It's been gestating for a few months now, and we're the National Native Title Council had a slot here at the venue that we thought we'd bring across and try and start this conversation. So yeah, it's been in development for a while.
Generate, so to speak. Yes, indeed. Okay, looking at the symposium itself, what ideas has it come up with about how to make sure that First Nations people benefit from this focus on renewable energy?
Yeah, no, it's across the whole sort of platform. So we're essentially four themes that we're looking at is, you know, the culture and the values as the underwriting theme, and then looking at how renewable energy, solar, wind, hydrogen can be deployed within communities, through industry, and also at the policy level. So, at the ground, at the grassroots, you know, you have communities that have needs that should be taken into account, whether it's employment or access to energy, basic infrastructure, stuff like that. And then, of course, there's this scope or opportunity for dialogue between the companies, the industry players, the Indigenous businesses, European and overseas businesses coming in looking to generate electricity or power on lands here. And I think land is one of the pillars on which we're sort of building this engagement.
I wanted to ask about that. As a native title representative yourself, is a bit of this, of course, about keeping Aboriginal land in Aboriginal hands?
Yeah, totally. It's about, it's more about, you know, the project or the activity has been to restitute or bring back Aboriginal lands into our management use control. And then, of course, once you do that, the next step is to how do you actually generate livelihoods from that, and that's essentially where renewable energy is seen as one of the opportunities that aligns with principles and values around, you know, caring for country, caring for environment.
So are there other companies coming from, say, overseas already looking at access to this land?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, there's some projects just in Western Australia alone, and there's a tsunami of interest and activities engulfing Australia at the moment, and that's where we've really had the need to create this symposium to start brainstorming and building the brain trust around it. But just give you an example, in Western Australia, we had a conference there on hydrogen and traditional owners. There are two projects in Western Australia alone, represents about $100 billion worth of investment from overseas in renewable energy projects in Western Australia alone.
Wow. So, and if you don't get on board, someone else will. So now might be the time to act. Are there other clean energy projects in Indigenous communities around Australia or even the world that are pretty good models for what does work?
Yeah, totally. And we had a presentation from the Assistant Minister for Hydrogen in Queensland, for instance, who's got a project at Yarrabah community up there that is looking at bringing renewable energy into the space of the community so that the community has access to renewable plus sustainable sort of energy. We've had examples also from Canada, for instance, where they've had a bit of a head start on Australia in terms of First Nations engagement with renewable energy, and it represents, I mean, the value of production there is, I think it's about $1.5 billion or something like that, that the First Nations groups in Canada generate in terms of energies. But it's not always about the money. It's about a new way of, an economic model. And business models that are based on values and principles around sustainability and basically the environment and communities and people sort of aligning to bring an economy that is regenerative and restorative.
And on the other side of that, is that what an energy company might get from involving First Nations communities in their projects?
Yeah, no, totally. And that, I mean, that's a lot of the drivers for a lot of these energy companies. So, you know, we've even had people in the audience who are participating who are part of the finance sector as well. And, you know, if some of the big companies taking long-term financial investment, you're looking at generating returns either through back to super funds or other sources of capital. And there is an expectation out there today in the green, net zero sort of economy that the return of investment is built around sustainable indicators.
Sounds like an idea that's worth pursuing. We look forward to seeing what progress is made. Cato, thanks for talking to us.
No worries. Thank you, Clayton.
Cato Muir, Chair of the National Native Title Council, fresh from the First Nations Clean Energy Symposium that's been running for the last couple of days.